brand safety is not only about negative ad adjacency. It is part of the broader social responsibility.
Welcome to the Next M podcast. Tech at heart, ignition in mind.
Welcome to the Next M podcast special, changing perspectives with outlooks on current changes. My name is Jonas Labalette, and I'm having a coffee break with Stevan Rangelovic, who is Director of Brand Safety and Digital Risk at Group M. And Stevan, you've been a guest at the Next M podcast already, and you've revealed some very interesting facts about brand safety and trust. Can you briefly describe your role at the Group M?
Hi, Jonas. Well, thank you for having me again. So my role is to look after contextual brand safety, viewability, fraud, user experience, and partly privacy, which are all the areas of digital risk. So I would be the person that agencies and clients come to when there is a little brand safety crisis, when ads are found to be adjacent to some inappropriate content, or when there is a big fraud scheme discovered. And also what we do at Group M is we establish processes and policies for all agencies and clients to follow. So that would be, in 30 seconds, my elevator pitch of my role.
Very nice. Thank you for this very short elevator pitch. So as you are Group M's expert for digital risk, and we take a look at the upcoming weeks, I mean, no one knows how the whole thing will develop. But is there anything we can learn from, for example, China, where the situation got at least less worse? And is there some normality coming in for brands in the upcoming weeks? What do you think?
Well, we do hope that this will all, by the third quarter of this year, become not a memory, you know, but something that it will be just easier to work with. We saw in China that many people actually got back already to the offices, and there are some predictions that the digital spend in the third quarter will be at the same level as it was last year. In terms of risk, it is really difficult to predict, and that's why it's risk, right? China is not really a model in terms of risk now, because in China there is a very strong legislation around inappropriate content, a very strong legal framework. So a lot what it would be allowed in our part of the world there is just automatically not allowed. Therefore, the adjacency, negative adjacency, doesn't exist as a possibility in many cases. Mm-hmm. I do think that as we, you know, move with this situation, and it seems that everybody agrees that this is unfortunately going to get a bit worse before it gets better, we will see the sensitivity of people probably get higher. Therefore, the risk will be higher before we dive into the new normal and we settle in into this new way of working until finally we get out of isolation.
Okay, thank you very much for this point of view. So to stop the virus from spreading even more, of course, people stay at home and change their behavior quite a lot. What would your recommendation be for advertisers how to course correct their media strategies right now? I mean, how should I as an advertiser be changing my strategy right now in this moment?
Well, in the time of isolation, the burden, the mental burden is quite high. Emotions are elevated. And people actually can be easily irritated. A lot of, you know, it takes one screenshot for something to go wrong in these cases. So we always recommend them, our advertisers, and they have actually done this already, to carefully review their media plan to see where exactly they wanted to reach their users. And obviously, I mean, many of them as moving from digital out of home and cinema and more into digital and social, programmatic and social, right, and search. However, what is really important in this time is for all advertisers to review their creatives and their copies, not to appear too insensitive to the situation.
Mm-hmm. To come to the end of this topic, media strategy during the corona crisis. I mean, it's very hard for very many businesses, but can you see any opportunities that arise with this special situation? Anything we can learn from or we can take to the future strategic implications?
Interesting. I think, you know what they say these days, that this is digitalization on steroids. because people are massively starting playing games online, or more and more people are, you know, they want time for themselves, me time, so they're taking podcasts in. Streaming, online streaming is growing significantly. So I do think that consumer habits will change. Mm-hmm. To a certain extent, we will see a boom of different things, and that will just carry on. So those learnings that we will have to just acquire very fast now will be very valuable for the future. And you know what? In terms of my discipline, brand safety and crisis, it actually pains me quite a lot to say this, but this crisis is like a blueprint for us all, because it's such a grand scale crisis. It's a human tragedy. Mm. It's a big learning for us, but I do genuinely hope that we will not, that I will not have one of these again in the future and in my lifetime. So I do hope that the learnings of handling such a crisis, I will not have to implement again. But mm-hmm. if it does happen, we will be better prepared, just because, you know, you can't be prepared to a global pandemic. You can implement what you know, but given that this crisis, we are better prepared also from the brand safety point of view, which I understand is not a prime priority for everybody, but for some of us, it is.
Very nice. Digitalization on steroids, that sounds at least a little positive. Thank you for that. So, Stephen, what would your personal summary be? What can I, as an advertiser right now, learn about brand safety from the situation?
You can learn that brand safety is not only about negative ad adjacency. Mm-hmm. It is a broader aspect. I believe that brand safety is part of the broader social responsibility, in a way, where you as an advertiser can choose what kind of content you're willing to support, whether you want to support trusted news media in this time. And also, brand safety is a piece of a larger puzzle of reputation management, because while you know, you as an advertiser can avoid negative ad adjacency, mm-hmm. there can be really significant repercussions on you as a brand if you decide that in this time you raise your prices, or mm-hmm. You just don't react, or you do something reckless, etc. So I think, because again, human emotions are really overblown and quite you know, intense these days, mm-hmm. You need to consider that risk is not only in ad adjacency, it is really much, much broader, and every step that you take is crucial, because people remember, and in times such as this, you know, if you have one misstep, can cause a long-lasting reputational damage, just mm-hmm. because people remember more of bad things and bad steps in the times of crisis.
So brand safety must be an always-on topic with a holistic viewpoint. That's the learning from the situation right now, or at least one.
Yes, well summarized.
Okay, thanks. So thank you very much, Stephen Ranjelovic, Director Brand Safety and Digital Risk at Group M, for these very interesting points of view for our Next M podcast special, Changing Perspectives with Outlooks on Current Changes. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.